Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 62. The weekly live, normally live podcast that talks all about the PHP BB forum software at phpbb.com. From the sweltering heat of a heat wave in currently mid 90 degree Fahrenheit San Francisco, I am your co-host Douglas Bell.
And from smelting 85 degree Spokane, Washington, David Lewis.
I beat you, David.
Yes, you did. Well, actually, it's at 86. No, it's dropped down to 84. No. Unfortunately, it doesn't get that hot here. Okay,
wait. I mean, it's crazy.
Let me back up. David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Here's the crazy part. How hot it is here. It is actually so hot that today my school's fire alarm went off twice, thinking that there was a fire because it was so hot.
Good grief.
We have a pretty lame fire alarm. So and the crazy thing about it is when it goes off, because of like the way weird things are around here, no one at the school has the ability to turn the fire alarm off. It cannot turn it off until the fire marshal from our area personally comes down and turns it off.
Wow.
So I'm told they're going to be getting a new – they're going to be fixing that on Monday, and I'm certainly hoping so.
They probably evacuate everybody outside where it's sweltering hot, right?
Yeah. And somewhat, there goes all our classes and all that wonderful stuff. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, PHPBB Weekly, of course, is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams and all that wonderful stuff. And we're doing this episode off of TalkShoe, partly because I've got commitments next week, but I wanted to try to be on one of our quote-unquote more normal episodes in the middle of this month when we're doing a whole bunch of interviews and stuff like that, which is very exciting. We're taking this week as an opportunity to step back and pretty much go into a whole bunch of news and stuff that we have not had time to go into. Also, this episode is dedicated to David because he's been feeling a little bit down, and I'm going to try to cheer him up on this episode. Topics that he'll hopefully be interested in. And
yes.
as a teaser, we're going – because we got such great response from that V-Bulletin Weekly April Fool's joke that we did a month and a half ago. Towards the end of this episode, we're going to do a short little sequel from V-Bulletin Weekly, bring a little bit more interesting and slightly biased V-Bulletin coverage. So stay tuned for that. First of all, of course, our sponsor for PHP BB Weekly is GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can avoid the hassles of having to drive or fly somewhere to be able to work with somebody on a project or presentation or something else through their computer. Instead, you can hold an online meeting from your computer using GoToMeeting so that everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call, and they'll see your computer desktop on their computer screen so that you can get more done in less time, and also saving money and also saving gas from those very, very expensive flights. Those very darn flights that are so expensive and very dangerous and all that wonderful craziness that is the craziness that is our aviation industry. Okay, I'm going off on a rant now.
Yeah.
Try GoToMeeting free with a 30-day free trial. GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast is where you can get that. And also you can get a free trial of my rants on my own website.
A trial? We have to pay for the full version of your rants?
Trust me, you probably need to pay for a psychiatrist to help you survive those rants, probably. Okay. Anyway, so one thing I thought I'd mention, and if you've been on our site, you probably saw this, but we're working on a long-term project for our own podcast, PHP BB Weekly, to get some new album artwork and a new theme. And this kind of was interesting in that it kind of exploded beyond my control. It was a little while ago, back when we started talking about the end of life of PHP BB2, that I put sort of an open question in our forum, if people think we should perhaps try to Olympicize our artwork, if you know what I mean.
I like that, Olympicize it.
Olympicize. Oh, the words we've made up on this podcast, like quack and assassinate. That was fun.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
So, it turned out that then, David, you went ahead and set about Olympicizing our artwork.
Yes, I did. I had a sudden moment of inspiration there, so I just went with something and tried to do a couple different things, and you're like, no, that's not original enough. No, that one's too crazy. Okay.
All right. You actually came up with one that I kind of liked.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and you actually got quite a bit of response, and it's interesting because one of the things I like about it is it doesn't seem too much like as though it looks like, you know, ProSilver or PHPBB.com necessarily, while yet it uses the new PHPBB3 stuff, but I actually think it's the somewhat darker appearance gives it a bit more contrast and a bit nicer on the eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Of course, it is a bit darker, but and I'm not a particular fan of darker themes. But you know, if they can be, well, I shouldn't say darker themes. Darker themes are okay as long as they aren't like black.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody has their own preferences, of course, but just my preference, I don't really like something that's too dark. I like everything lighter with dark text. Against that, it's easier to read, nicer on the eyes, that sort of thing. It's just softer that way.
Well, I kind of like dark stuff, partly because I like dark clothing. And the reason I like dark clothing is because when you spill something on light clothing, it becomes like public advertising that you spilled something on your clothing. Yeah, when you have dark clothing, if you spill something on it, it's hardly noticeable at all, which is actually pretty cool.
Are you saying you spill something on yourself a lot?
Occasionally I make a mistake, yes. You know, I'm sure I'm not alone.
You know, I've never thought about that, actually.
Yeah, well, it just happened. That just so happens that way. However, you know, dark websites have benefits too. Like someone said, that you could save a whole lot of energy consumption if Google simply made their homepage black. That would save like so much energy consumption from like the white pixels and things like that. So.
Oh please, that's baloney.
I don't know. They could have some truth to it.
Do you remember the – actually, speaking of which, do you remember the Earth Day when – I think it was Earth Day, yeah, when Google turned out their lights, so to speak, and they made their homepage black?
They did that?
Yeah. Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago. No. Is this here?
I had no idea. I guess I didn't Google that day.
That's impossible. You couldn't possibly not Google that day. Actually, it was only for an hour. It wasn't the whole day.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. Sorry. Earth Day wasn't here. It was busy. Probably at school. Anyway, back to on topic. I got David to do this concept artwork, which I'll probably go with. But I said, well, if we're going to do that, we also need to have a corresponding theme for our website.
Right.
And we have
especially since the artwork doesn't really match the current theme.
Yeah. Actually, the current artwork doesn't quite match the current theme. I just found this theme from, you know, a Google search, and it went pretty well. I thought it would look cool. Good enough for now. But, yeah, we have for our WordPress theme, we want to get a new one, and so we eventually got Midnight Phoenix, and I assume, David, you know him better than I do, from Star Trek Guide, to give us a new,
yes,
to do a new theme for us.
Yeah, he's working on now. Now, of course, there's actually a couple different people that are wanting to, you know, participating in Top Down Jeff.
Yeah, this surprised me. Like, all of a sudden, other people start coming up with concepts and throwing ideas, and people are commenting, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, wow, this is like completely beyond my control now.
That's actually it's good because you know what happens is you start getting that competition and it's like, you know what, here's an idea for us and somebody else goes, okay, well what about doing something more like this, you know. Then you start getting that competition going on and you're gonna end up with a better looking theme.
Mm-hmm. And
that's my
I think it's pretty interesting because, you know, we always talk about how we're a real community-based podcast. We try to listen to our community. We have our forums. All of a sudden, our own theme is being dictated by our community.
That's good, though. It's nice when, you know, I think a community feels a bit of what do you call it? You know, it's like when they're actually participating in the outcome of the way that your site looks. They like that. The community really likes that. So
anyway, if you are interested, if you have a bit of graphic talent, you might as well jump in. And so there's a discussion topic on there. It's going to be a couple months before we do get the new artwork out, partially because we're giving Midnight Phoenix time to get his thing together, and also because, you know, PHP V2 isn't gone yet. It's still got a long time to go before it's completely disappeared, so...
Yes, and
overall,
of course.
Go ahead.
I didn't see what order you have your topics in, but speaking of PHP V2 end of life, which we've talked about extensively in the last two podcasts, I think. Three.
We didn't talk about it last time. Well, we mentioned it last time when we had Patrick O'Keefe on.
Right. Yes. Okay. So, previous two before last one. Yeah. All right, so the PHP V2 end of life, which of course the biggest topic of discussion about the end of life was the fact that so many people were like, this was such a big shock, and they were so surprised. And
are you talking about vBulletin?
What?
If you're going to talk about vBulletin, we're saving that to the end.
Saving that to the end, okay. Yeah, we'll save it to the end then.
All right, another teaser for you. Anyway, let's move on to some actual PHP BB news. Since the last time we had an episode, not counting our episode with Patrick O'Keefe, it was announced that the Londonvasion registration, and we're talking about Londonvasion quite a lot on this show, opened up on Monday, April 28th.
Londonvasion registration, yes.
Yes, and Yuri also posted some additional new bits of information on there as well.
And speaking of which, if you are wondering about the topics, presentations, some of the things that will be going on at Londonvasion, the teams are working on compiling a list that everybody of presentations that everybody's working on at the moment. Several team members are working on presentations, and we're discussing how we're going to format many of the different discussion items and things like that. We'll have. I could tell a few things that we'll definitely have on there, and of course the others that we're discussing, you have to wait until that's actually released to see that information. But we'll have a panel discussion, which is basically, you know, a bunch of the team members will be up answering, you know, doing Q&A with the participants there at the Londonvasion conference, and of course we'll have. You know, the panel will probably be where you have the most team members up there just talking with the community, basically. Mm-hmm. And then the presentations themselves will be where you'll have probably two or three team members giving a certain presentation on something. Like, okay. For example, I'm going to do – I figure I might as well go ahead and release – tell everybody what I'm going to give a presentation on.
Ooh, exclusive.
And yeah. And now I don't want to talk about some of the other people who are what their presentations will be until they actually decide to release that information to the public. But I will be giving a presentation on Programming 101, designing your site around the PHP V3 framework. It will be more of a programmer's point of view, but there will be a lot of end-user
I'm typing
well.
what you just said onto Twitter. Exclusive? No, I'm kidding.
onto Twitter. Okay. Wow, that was quick. All right, no chance to edit it out now, huh?
Yes. Nothing is safe, David. Yeah. So, but that's cool. So you, of course, being like the master programmer, you know,
and
Star Trek.
And there will be, I'm sure many of the mod team members and development team members will give more technical-based presentations. The moderator team and the style and the the support team and the moderator team are going to give more non-technical-based presentations, such as how to develop a community, how to start a community, how to run a community. And in fact, it will probably have a lot of things that Patrick highlighted in his book already. But it'll be very, very interesting discussions for people of pretty much all demographics, whether you're a programmer, a hardcore programmer, a site administrator who knows nothing about programming. There will be a presentation for everyone there. And the good news is, no matter how small the styles team is, there will be a styles team member there.
Okay.
So there will even be some styles presentations as well. So that will be good. But there will be one of each kind. And what they'll end up doing, I think, is they'll probably start a topic that will be like, here's some of the things that we're going to have on there. What would be some of the presentations you'd like to see, so that we kind of get a feel for everybody that's coming, what they would like to see at LondonVasion. So
reminds me a lot of, the WordCamp stuff. They had presenters there because, talking about some of the other things about running a blog in that case, or in this case, running a community, stuff that you don't see, in your average user manual. And so I had an opportunity to speak with, the folks that develop the software and run those forums and things like that. So it really is reminds me very much of that.
Mm-hmm. What will be really cool is that, meeting the PHPBB teams, people really get a feel for the concepts behind PHPBB, the kind of people that are behind the project and, what our thought process is, because it's the way that the PHP project is run right now and the way that we've evolved information, which isn't any. I mean, the podcast is probably our single means of divulging information. That and, SVN commits.
And that wasn't quite the intention of me starting this podcast.
No, but,
And you pointed this out. The 1 week that we chose not to do a podcast, because I was gone and busy, was the week. 1 week you finally got around to releasing an official podcast.
That happened. I figured, it's with the PHPBB 2 end of life and LondonVasion, it was probably time to go ahead and release another one of those.
Stop, David, get going.
Yeah, right. For me, one podcast is really kind of enough, and so I don't have a whole lot of motivation to do the other one.
Get someone else to do it then.
Especially since this one is so much fun. I get to debate so many items with you.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm here to make it fun. You have the guy who knows everything and is like the straight guy, and I'm the one who's on the outside trying to aggravate you.
Yeah. Plus, you and I don't see eye to eye on everything, so it makes it more fun.
Yeah. So, as opposed to the teams, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, here's what we see, and, I mean, no offense to the teams, and you got to have people to do that, Anywho, for LondonVasion, he also mentioned information about parking. Apparently, there's going to be food and beverages provided for a cost, but the hotel is going to be doing that.
Well, I think we had on there that people could bring their own food. That has changed now. The hotel didn't like that idea.
Oh, so you have to buy their food?
They would. I don't know. That would have to be a question for Yuri on exactly if they could bring food or not. But I think, if I remember correctly, the original way we had it was that people could bring food to share with others, basically. But the hotel did not like that idea. Ugh. So I don't know. You may still be able to bring your own food, but I doubt it. They'll probably make it so that if you want to eat there, you'll have to buy it from the hotel. Oh, anyway, man. That's probably a question for Yuri.
That's disappointing. What you guys should do is the heck with it. It's like, I know that the hotel has their own ideas, although I think that's kind of surprising. Do it with someone else. Do it somewhere else, and do at WordCamp they brought us barbecue, local San Francisco barbecue, and that was awesome. Oh, the barbecue! That was the best part of WordCamp.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, a flashback moment.
I don't know a whole lot of details on the food avenue. Again, that's something that would be a question for Yuri, and I might get something wrong, so I won't say too much about that, except that there will be food provided there. So that will be the good news.
Okay. Registration is £10 per person, which at the rate of our dollars, the U.S. dollar is like 20, 20-something dollars, and it's going to be going up faster than gas prices, probably. Actually, we can probably find out, like, what is the conversion, I think.
Well, okay, so it's 20 pounds, right?
£10. £10 in the U.S. dollars. I am looking it up right now. It's £10 is $20, exactly.
$19.56, yes.
$20.
Yeah. I mean, did you use your widget for that?
No, I have a website that I memorize. So, yeah.
You know, you could just use that widget.
Well, I don't use widgets, so whatever. Okay. now, London Vasion, I'm not sure how much PHP BB Weekly is going to be involved with London Vasion, because it's kind of, believe it or not, out of my control, David being the one who's going to be over there. And so perhaps you can
obviously we're going to do we're going to do a live podcast during the show, during the London Invasion show. Yes. And we'll be obviously participated live by team members there and by the participants at London Invasion.
And that's going to be ten thirty AM Eastern time the day of.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course we'll have a normal show the day before, just like usual. Except that I will be in London that day.
Yes. However, you're also going to be we're also going to try to at least figure out some way that we can have you do some just regular audio coverage, maybe interview some people or get some clips from things. You can do whatever you want. But we're going to try to get some additional bonus footage, audio footage, so to speak, from the event and put it out on our stream. Day or two after that. However fast I'm able to edit it, I'm going to try to edit it on the fly.
Yeah, certainly.
So we're doing quite a bit to help cover this. Now, someone had asked if you guys were going to be doing video coverage at London Invasion, if the teams are going to be doing that.
I imagine that we are. If I remember correctly from what Yuri had said, that we were going to have somebody there actually videotaping. Okay. I don't think that'll be any kind of live. It will be, I'm sure, released afterward, the conference.
You stream difficult stuff to do when it's not very good quality and stuff like that.
Right. Well, yeah, and it doesn't really make sense in that situation. I know some people are saying that would be really cool if you could do a live stream because, you know, some people are like, wish I could be there, but I can't be there.
Then again, it's kind of like, you know, you got to give some kind of benefit for the people who are paying £10 to show up. I mean, I think that's my one downside to doing live streaming of events that people pay for, is that it kind of just ruins the purpose of paying for it. And
like, well, you know what football, the NFL does, okay? What they do is, like, say in Tennessee where we had the Tennessee Titans, if it wasn't completely sold out, you would get what's called a blackout, where you could not watch it on TV. In that area. So basically it had to be sold out for you to be able to watch it in your area, in that particular area.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and that's where your live streaming would actually come in handy. It's like if it was sold out, then it would be like, well, everybody who weren't able to buy a ticket, then the live streaming would work. But that's not really an issue here because we are not going to do live streaming at London Invasion. Videotaping probably, and we'll videotape some of the conferences, I'm sure. I can't really guarantee that, obviously, because I don't know the details on that. Yuri might. I mean, they may or may not do video, for all I know.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they are going to.
Whatever we do on PHP BB Weekly will likely be supplemental. So, that's just another heads up.
PHP Weekly is going to have your live. I believe this is the only avenue that we'll have where it'll be actual live coverage.
Yes, live coverage. We're hoping – now, this is going to be a little bit of a miracle of internet and technology and things like that. But we're hoping to be able to have like a major live Open the Streams conference where you'll be having both yourself with microphones or yourself and whoever other team members decide to pop on, along with one for the London Invasion audience to participate – coming in over the internet, streaming live on TalkShoe, with folks on TalkShoe able to participate, and of course, little old me here in San Francisco going through on the series of tubes.
Yes.
So if we can't make the entire internet collapse, I don't know what can. Are you in a better mood now, David? Doesn't it sound exciting that we could be responsible for the collapse of the internet?
Yes. We might give away some of our plans for the world domination at London Nation. So, and that kind of thing won't be covered on podcasting or any live video coverage. So if you want to hear our plans for world domination, you need to register for London Invasion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what I think we should try to do, David? I'd like to see if we can do this. I think it would be cool if we could get some PHP BB Weekly giveaways that you could give out over there. At London Invasion, you know, when you're doing that conference, and that can be like the exclusive part for the folks that are actually there. Free.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ask the viewers, the listeners, I should say, not viewers, if you have ideas for what PHP Weekly can do at London Invasion, some of the cool things that we might be able to do.
We already have a topic going on our forum.
Yeah. Post to that topic.
And I'm going to see if I can get some stuff sometime this summer on Cafe Press. Get some gear, get some swag, you know.
Speaking of which, we're going to probably get some cups and mugs and T-shirts for Star Trek Guide.
Mm.
Okay. That will be cool. I'm not sure if it will be through Cafe Press or through something else. I don't know. Well, probably not through Cafe Press, but
we'll see. We'll deal with that. Okay, so here's some ideas of what's coming up soon. I'd like to take the opportunity. I've been going through some of the responses from our listener survey. Some of the things some of the things we've heard is you guys like to hear a bit more about some of the older projects that we have sort of been giving you intermittent updates on, and you know, every so often. So I thought I'd drop
older projects.
Well, sorry, not older projects. Topics that we spoke about ongoing projects, but we haven't. They've come from older episodes, so revisit that a little bit.
They want recaps, updates,
And the first one we're going to talk about. Let's talk about Blinky, the mods manager in the PHPBB CodeForge.
Yes, that one is. Of course, it's going to be coming out in beta as soon as the new ModX 1.2 is released.
There's a ModX 1.2?
Yes. New ModX version 1.2 will be released with some new features that will make it easier for users to install by hand, and such as some suggestions that people actually provided in the feedback topic. So if they're like, oh, they never take our feedback seriously, guess what? We actually do. So,
yeah.
One example, the one that I'm particularly excited about, is that there will actually be a link tag that will link – it will be in the main ModX file, and it will link to the various styles that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of – you know how you're currently with a modification, you open up the main ModX file, you do all those edits, then you open up the templates directory, you open up the ModX file for the template that you're looking for, you do those edits, you open up the languages directory, you open up the language ModX that you're wanting to do edits for, and then you do those. Now this will have in the main ModX file, it will link to all the various language ModX files and the template ModX files that are provided with the mod package so that you can see it at a glance. Because a lot of people miss, especially installing by hand, they'll miss
In a standard package, because you know you got mod team, you guys have like all these super super duper standards now that we didn't really have to worry about as much when I was on the team. But if people are including things like bonus templates and bonus languages and things like that, they would have to do separate ModX files and other folders and other parts of the package. And so now you're saying like you'll have the ability to be able to seamlessly link to these other files in these hidden away folders?
Yes, exactly. So like a lot of times you have end users who are – you know, they'll see the main ModX file and they won't figure out to look in the templates directory for their template. And so they'll make the edits and they'll be like, nothing's showing up. and the mod author will be like, well, you didn't perform the template edits. So this will eliminate that problem because it will have a link directly to those template edits that the person chooses. It will also have a drop-down list for the SQL block to be able to select your DBL type. Default is MySQL. Yeah. And then you have you know, Firebird, MSSQL, MSSQL, ODBC, Postgres, SQLite, that sort of thing, right?
Now, does that depend on the different variations of SQL query being supplied independently for each one of those databases, or is there some kind of way to, you know, to use like the database management, database abstraction layer, you know, like on the fly, or how are you doing that?
Okay, well, there's two ways to do it, really, and I generally do it the automated way. Somebody installs or somebody copies the files over, and the mod installs itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people don't do it that way. A lot of people will put the SQL in the modx file, and then so that the person can run the modx file, or the person can run the SQL from the modx file.
Yeah.
So this will enable you to basically, because there's so many DBAL types in PHP 3, you can select which database type you're using. Let's say you're using Firebird. You select Firebird from the drop-down menu, and then you see the SQL that's needed for your Firebird database to install the mod. And, of course, so with mods now, people should be able to easily support all the DBAL types in PHP 3 using the develop. There's a file in the develop directory called it's something like create schema files or something like that, or create schema. See, I don't even remember what it is now.
So okay, wait, here it is. Like the
yeah, it's create schema files. That's right.
Is it similar to like the SQL parser? Back when I was on the mod team, and I think it's still there. One of the mod team members hosted an SQL parser for MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Microsoft SQL.
Where basically you would enter the MySQL and it converts it to different types.
And then if you did an extra step, it would actually generate, you know, one of those installation files, hit it in your web browser, and it goes. Actually, it's still up at sql.phpmix.com.
This is a little bit different. This is – the create schema files is basically you enter in a into the array your table that you want to put in there, and then each of the fields, and then you would put in their specific field types like I'll give an example.
Oh, so this
like,
is more like using the database abstraction layer functions as opposed to just straight out SQL queries.
Well, what this does is that you put your table in here with your columns and your keys, your primary keys and your indexes and whatnot, and then you navigate to it in your web browser, and it creates the schema. It creates the SQL for each of the different database types that PHP 3 supports, and then you would put that in your modx file. Now in 3.2, it's going to be different. In 3.2, as opposed to PHP 3.0 and 3.0.1, 3.2 is going to have it where all your mods can be installed with the database tools that they have available. So then you could just put in the array, and you don't have to provide that SQL separately. That's provided in the standard installation.
So hanging out behind you there?
Yeah, that's my brother. We're both trying to get over a virus that's going around the Spokane area, so we're not feeling too well the last week.
Okay, let's send flowers to David. All you PHP, your homework, PHP Weekly listeners, send flowers to David. That way we can get him allergic to those things, and then he'll eat it even more. And then we can make him sound exactly like I sounded all throughout 2007. If you go to some of the early episodes of PHP Weekly, I had to cut them short because my allergies were so bad in 2007, it completely messed up a good number of episodes. So, okay.
No, actually, I had an interview a few days ago where I had a really deep sounding voice.
Ooh.
So it was really funny. Yeah. So.
You're trying to sound more like that Jean-Luc Picard than you wanted to.
Yes. Or sound like a 7-foot-tall man who has been smoking cigarettes since childhood.
Oh, hey, David, this is a kid-friendly show. All right. Anyway, what were we saying?
Okay, so PHMovie 3.2 is going to have, you know, you could basically put all that information into an array and then it would automatically generate it. The DB tools in 3.0 allow you to add additional columns. Basically, it allows you to alter a table and add additional columns. And I believe you can delete columns or add indexes, primary keys or normal keys, unique keys and whatnot. So anyway, but based on 3.0, you can create your schema files and then copy the SQL for each of the schema types and into your main modx file. And then when the user opens up the modx file, they can choose from the drop-down menu which database type they use.
Cool.
And then the SQL for that database type will show up, and then they can copy that and put it in their DBEL manager or their database manager and run the SQL.
Okay.
Let's see what. What are some of the other things? Modx 1.2 will also have.
Why do you guys don't go for with 2.0? Always beyond me.
Yeah, it'll have obviously a lot of bug fixes. There's some other things that a Jelly Donut Josh is the one that's primarily working on Modx 1.2. Francis has also been working on some of the Ajax for it. And
hey,
as
Francis,
soon as
tell us about your Ajax.
He can't hear you.
Well, Pascal, get him on here. Tell us about his Ajax.
Hey, jump on Skype.
No, he can just can't he just talk to you? I'm hearing him coughing in the background.
Yeah, but he can't hear you.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
All right, well, as soon as ModX 1.2 comes out, then Josh will release the first beta version of the Blinky mod manager, which will incorporate all the changes from ModX 1.2.
Okay.
And that'll have a lot of nice changes and stuff to it.
Now, is this mod manager no, I think you should figure out your naming structure because you have a completely different thing on a Star Trek guide that you call mods manager on there.
That's a mod development manager.
Well, you might want to clarify one of these things or the other.
Okay.
But
the Star Trek guide has a mod development manager. It manages the development process of your mod from start to finish.
I know the difference. I was saying you might want to have this possible name issue.
Yeah. Blinky is – well, we refer to it as Blinky. It's a mod manager in a way that basically it auto-installs mods.
Well, Blinky is not going to be the final one.
No, it's a package manager is what it is. It's not like a mod manager. It's a package manager.
Then update your PHP BB code for it then. But anyway –
I'll slap Josh. Actually, he'll listen to the podcast and then he'll know what to do.
Okay. Anyway, once this package manager is released, is it pretty much just going to be a PHP BB3 edition of EasyMod, or are there going to be any major new aspects to it compared to EasyMod?
There is intended to be a lot of new aspects to it, and that's why it's not called EasyMod. It's why it's called Package Manager, because it's supposed to completely manage the entire package, a mod package. From installation to uninstallation.
So pretty much this is PHPBB creating its own FedEx.
FedEx.
Because FedEx is one heck of a package manager.
Okay, right.
Sorry, let's go back to my all right. Go back to the sentence.
Yes, it's supposed to have quite a few additional features. I'd have to get Josh on here to talk about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that sometime. I know he enjoys being on here, and we should have him on here and talk about of the features.
We'll
in
do that
Package
next
Manager.
Time we have free time, so that's like in a month or so.
That exists.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'll add
saying,
to that to my Proverbs.
What was that?
I'll do it next time I have free time. Free time doesn't
I say that so many times. It's pretty much synonymous with one of these days. Remind me because I'll forget.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on.
You were saying about the new features in the Package Manager.
Yes, we'll have to get Josh on here so that he can discuss some of the new features in Package Manager because I'm not fully versed in all of them. But it is currently, in its most basic form, is going to be it's supposed to be what EasyMod was for PHPB2 in its most basic form.
Okay, cool.
So everybody knows it's going to be at least an EasyMod for 3.0.
Yeah, to give you an idea how long they've actually been working on this package manager. They were working on it when I was on the mod.
Package EasyMod or package manager?
Package manager.
Okay.
For
3.0? Because package manager is just for 3.0.
For 3.0. When I was on the mod team, they actually had started it. Now, I can say that now because now that the fact that this is public. When I was on the mod team, it was a super secret. It was a super private secret. Super secret. Whatever. It was a major secret. Yeah. And I wouldn't have been able to say that. But I will actually say, you know, when I was on the mod team, that's actually when they got started working on this. Before PHP BB3 even went to its first beta, we started on this, and I actually was going to contribute a bit of the version checking stuff. But you know,
well, there's been a lot. There wasn't a whole lot done by the time that I came on the team. There wasn't a lot done with.
You couldn't
actually use it.
Well, you see, one of the things that happened was the mod database started filling up again.
Yeah.
So
validators
back to work.
when Josh came on board, he came on as primarily a developer for this project, and for PHPB, but his primary work is with Blinky and with the new ModX. Mm-hmm. That's really where he has spent all of his time. So there has been quite a bit of work done by Josh on this project.
He's kind of like the successor to David Smith, in a way. Because David Smith did a lot of the development, especially with ModX. You know,
yeah,
ModX was David's baby.
We're trying to really. There's a lot of documentation that really needs to be changed, and even ModX. There's a lot of things that just needed to be changed with it, and so you know, we're glad we have Josh working on changing a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So. That'll be good. And some of the documentation will change too, because right now, a lot of it, you read through it and you just go, what the heck? You know, who wrote this stuff?
I hear, I was one of the people really on the, let's make this documentation understandable by the average Joe bandwagon.
Yeah. So
that was one of
that's something that we want to do in our spare time. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, no.
All right, I want to move on. We talked quite about Blinky. Very quickly, I wanted to chat with you a bit more about this. Apparently, you guys mentioned this on one of these episodes a few weeks ago when I was taking a test. But another one of your projects in the PHPBB CodeForge, code.phpbb.com, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, is one that apparently Nils is working on called Sphinx for PHPBB.
Yeah, Sphinx is a search.
How do you pronounce that?
Sphinx.
Sphinx.
Sphinx. Yeah. Sphinx. You know, it's like the Egyptian Sphinx.
Huh? Egyptian. I thought it was a Sphinx or Sphinx or Sphinx. Okay.
That's what I said. Sphinx.
Well, I thought it was like Sphinx, but Sphinx.
But less of a space between the S and the P, so it's Sphinx.
Whatever. All right. Sorry for that distraction.
Okay. It's basically a search plugin for PHPBB3. Well, Sphinx itself is not a search plugin for PHPBB3. Sphinx is a search engine. And actually, you can, if you do a search on it, I should have asked you to do this before the podcast, but if you do a search for Sphinx, Sphinx search, that's hard to say, sphinxsearch.com. Try saying that three times fast.
What?
Sphinx search.
Oh, there's a link to it from the PHPB Code Forge. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
But I want
you
to tell us about it.
it's basically a search engine, in a way, for your site. And what Nils did is he created a plugin that uses the Sphinx search engine on PHPB3 instead of MySQL full text or the built-in native search. So it's going to be a whole lot better for larger boards. Mm-hmm. So Joomla.org and phpbb.com both use the Sphinx plugin.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something is tapping on my mic.
Yeah, it's like a boom every time you talk. It's a boom. not like that. Just a thing, like a little a tap or something. Anyway, whatever. I'm sure I'll figure that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's still going. Whatever. So, what's going to be is this going to be like a project that's going to be built into 3.2 or something beyond that? Or Like, or is this just going to be like an extra, or what's the idea here?
I think it will be a provided alternate search plugin for 3.2. If I remember correctly what Noel said in the topic, there's actually there's a development topic in the mod development forums on phpp.com, mm-hmm. Where in, you can see it is started by Naderman.
Yeah.
And I believe he did say that they were going to include it as an alternate search plugin, because currently there are two. There's two options that you can choose from, MySQL full text or the native, and then I think they'll have the shrinks plugin as the third. There's a couple issues with it that I have a problem with, is that's like, for example, if you're trying to search within a topic, it doesn't just search within a topic, it actually searches your whole board. So there's still a couple issues with it. It's in alpha, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. So, I mean, he's not even in beta with it yet. He's still working on it.
Yeah.
But it works very well as a good indexer, especially for really large boards.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, it's a whole lot better than the search that phpp.com had for when before they converted over to PHP 3.
Thank you. Oh, that search was
You can actually find stuff now. It's though sometimes fine tuning your search can be a little bit tricky.
Oh, you can actually find stuff? Maybe I should try it then. I actually have not. I'm so hating the search on there. I actually have not searched for.
Really?
I've not searched on PHP.
I use it
often.
I use it a lot.
I've not searched for anything on phpp.com for at least a year.
Here's a curious thing for you. Okay, go to phpp.com and search for PHPPB Weekly and see what you come up with. Now, the search box up at the top corner right, that uses the Google search. So that's
Google custom search, yeah.
Yeah, that's a completely different type of search.
Which doesn't quite seem like it fit very nicely with,
It doesn't. I don't really like it.
I love Google Custom Search for other things. You know, I just figured out how to make it set up for another website I was working on this past week. I love that implementation, but for a forum setting, it didn't quite seem to fit. All right, so, before I search for PHPB Weekly, I should choose the search for. No, I did search for all terms. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that is...
Yeah, so I came up with 346, but that includes some...
I got 278.
Okay, see, I have...
Are you guys talking about me in your private mod, mm-hmm. in your private mm-hmm. team forums?
I'm not going to say anything.
How many... Wait, you said you had 300 and what?
346.
Let me get a calculator up here, and I'll find out how much you guys have been talking about me. You guys have no less than 68 separate threads about this show.
No, posts. It's by posts. It's 68 posts.
Posts? I thought it was – oh, yeah, it is posts. Okay.
No, of course, that includes things like if you include weekly and PHPB anywhere in your post, it's going to match that search too. So it doesn't necessarily mean PHPB weekly in the same sentence.
I can't believe this. I'm actually seeing one where a support team member, I won't name him for not incriminating him, but a support team member who has never been on the show before, answering a support question – actually said, have a listen to PHPBB Weekly number 59. It was explained well in there, and he linked to it.
Okay, he is somebody that I really want to invite on the podcast.
Okay, we'll do that one of these.
He's afraid of podcasts in a way because he's really, really not technical at all. So we have to do one where
Which one was 59? Oh, that was the end of life one. Ooh. Yeah. That was a major one.
Yeah. He says explained well that that's good. Well, and actually you should put on your list we should invite him. He lives in London London. He lives in England. So account for
you'll
that,
have,
but
you'll have to remind me.
I will.
Yeah. I think maybe we'll see if we can get him in.
I'll talk with him because I wanted to invite him for a long time.
Okay.
We had him on one episode, but he was pretty quiet because we were talking about some really really technical technical things.
We've got a lot of stuff we'd love to do sometime on this show as well. So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so that's the Sphinx plugin.
That's Sphinx. And if you can pronounce it right, you get two extra credit points. SphinxSearch.com.
Joomla.org uses it. PHPBB.com uses it. If you have a really large board, you should use it. We don't use that because we started out with PHPBB 3. Certainly, if you're converting from an older PHPBB version or another forum software, you should use it if you have a lot of posts, otherwise it would take you forever.
David, shame on you for encouraging people to use something that's still an alpha. Where are your mod team managers?
Oh, come on.
Hey, David.
Yeah, but think about it. If you have a board that's over a million posts, you probably got lots of custom coding done on that board.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, all right. Check it out. Take a look at it. Remember, it's for testing purposes only. It's an alpha, and therefore you got, you gotta be kind with it, and that we can't support it if you screw your stuff up. Okay, moving on. Very quickly, we've gotten so many things in our listener survey saying, what is up with the PHPBB3 styles database? What's going on? Help us out. Enlighten us before we get to some fun stuff.
It's actually a touchy topic. I brought this up to Paul the other day, and he wasn't too happy that I brought it up.
Oh, really?
This is what the
people are asking, David. We ask the hard questions because the people.
Yeah, I know, and because I said you guys make this hard, and anyway, he was like, yeah, he wasn't happy that I said that I was criticizing. Anyway, I think it's up now. Actually, I think it's finally up now.
Really?
As of recently, Paul has been doing a lot of work on it. Igor was in charge of it for a long time, but I don't think he got much done on it. And then he's like, you know what? I can't finish it, so he turned it over to Paul.
Check it out. The styles demo.
You see it in there?
Yes, I see it. And guess what? They only got one style there. Subsilver 2.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. All right, so.
Wow, okay. This is like a breaking news podcast. Here's another Twitter. I'm actually not Twittering these. I'm just writing this down for a little later.
Strange thing is you can't choose ProSolver. Like, you have the phpv.com ProSolver, but that's obviously not a style that you can download.
Actually, it's not even called ProSolver. It's called Select Style.
Yes. Yeah, I noticed that.
Kind of weird.
But yeah, you could see Subsilver 2 in there. So
does that mean that there's no more styles for PHPBB2?
Well, PHPBB2 is going to be end of life, and by the time the styles demo is full of styles, then PHPBB2 will be end of life already.
That's sad.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, are they now? So they're now accepting style submissions finally. Hopefully.
They've been accepting style submissions. So there's a lot of styles in the queue, if I remember correctly.
They just haven't, they just haven't accepted them, approved them yet.
Something like that.
I'm still looking at an empty styles database releases form, and I've been looking at an empty form since last May.
It just means that they haven't actually approved them, and it's because they've been waiting on the styles demo, which has been taking forever. Sorry, Paul, I'm not trying to criticize you. I know you're doing a lot of work on it. Anyway.
You
see, he's going to kill me after he listens to this
podcast.
Everyone
knows that we're volunteers, okay? Everyone understands that we're volunteers. That's why I can get away with missing so many episodes of this show, of my own show. Because you're awesome by filling in for me, David. So, yeah. But, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, another piece of, exclusive for breaking news on this show, the styles database is open and the styles demo is out, and so submit away.
So people say, well, how do I view it? Go to phpbb.com/styles.
Mm-hmm. Or if you don't like long links, phpbb.com, and you can find it under that customize header. You can go to styles, and there you'll see the wonderful styles demo for PHPBB 3.0.
Now, I think, hold on, let me see if they have the 2.1 up yet.
What 2.1?
Oh. No. See, if you type in 2.0 instead of 3.0, you get a MySQL Connect error.
Okay.
I think they were working on the 2.0, and they may still be trying to pull that one out.
We'll see what happens. There's obviously something there.
Yeah, because the page is up. Yeah. You go to styles/demo, you can see it, 2.0. demo page. So okay. Who knows? Today.
We're going to have a little bit of fun now. We're going to revisit our old some of the unfinished business that we left back when we did V-Bulletin Weekly a month and a half ago. And on V-Bulletin Weekly, you remember that we did a wonderful early ahead of time look at what was going to be V-Bulletin 3.7, the next major version of V-Bulletin. Well, on Tuesday, April 29th, 2008, V-Bulletin 3.7.0 was released. And they did a number of great things to celebrate the release. First of all, they did their own end-of-life announcement.
Except this one's fun. Now, before we go on, let me just preface this a little bit. That V-Bulletin Weekly, that was just a fun episode, okay? We made fun of V-Bulletin, so if you like V-Bulletin, please don't get mad at us. We still do respect Gelsoft and the V-Bulletin software, certainly, but they are a competitor and we're biased. So naturally, we like PHBBB.
But competitors are good because they keep, you know, things moving along. Competitors are good because they keep people innovating and doing things like that. That's why I love Microsoft so much.
Right. Well, PHBBB is not one to compete with other software. Yeah, what we do is basically our own thing.
Yeah, but, you know, still, you see ideas and we try to do things, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, V-Bulletin 3.7.
It may be the primary reason that Quick Reply does not exist in PHBBB.
So, first of all, you remember on V-Bulletin 3.7, I'm not going to go through all the new features again because you can listen to the old one before, but we kind of had fun with that. V-Bulletin 3.7 was like your own Facebook in a forum with public messaging systems, ability for people to draw or stuff on your own profile, public visitor messaging, conversations, inline editing of custom user profile features, multiple human verification systems, including CAPTCHAs, image verifications, questions and answers, and Albert Einstein IQ meters.
Whoa!
Okay, I made that last one up.
Okay. Oh, you've got to be kidding me! All right. Yes, but I've seen those.
I thought I was. What?
I have seen those. They
really?
Do exist. Yes, they do.
I thought that was a figment of my imagination.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. But no, you know what it's like. You know how PHBB2 especially had all these different mods for different ways of verifying someone.
Yeah.
To afford, you know, you had the CAPTCHA, and then you had question and answer, you had image things. Basically, those all mods. See, the big thing about V-Bulletin is that they have these changes, these features.
Yeah.
They're not mods. They're default features. Whereas on PHBBB.com, the idea – or PHBBB.com, I'm at the PHBBB software. The idea is to be as light as possible,
really?
Including only the core really – needed features, and then have everything else be mods.
I wouldn't believe that. I believe that a bit more with PHPBB2. PHPBB3 doesn't seem light to me.
Look at the permission system. All right, that causes a lot of that's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But that's really very core. I mean, you couldn't very well put that in a mod. What about the user control panel? I mean, you had for PHBB2, you had the profile control panel
mod.
Yeah, control panel mod.
That Peter Hick or however you pronounce it did.
Yeah, that mod, very very big mod, practically rewrote PHBB2. But
that was category still, hierarchy you're thinking of now.
Yeah, it's still very much a core thing. So is hierarchy, forms in a hierarchy format. You had categories hierarchy mod for 2.0, whereas you have subforms for 3.0. It's still default features, but it adds a lot to the core. It's not so much mods. Whereas you have some features that can be debated, things like quick reply. People think that should be core because it's so, really, really popular mods, can be debated that it would should be part of the core, but obviously that's a decision for the PHBB teams to make.
Anyway, so V-Bulletin 3.7 came out, and it's their new stable supported release available immediately from their members area to all customers who had active vBulletin licenses. But here's the cool thing. They know how to celebrate a new release. I mean, what did PHPBB do? Okay, we did teasers, and you did a video there, David, and then we spent a long time reminiscing and sort of wasting time on our show. But they actually do things to celebrate these new releases. They set new standards and new milestones. They started with their own end-of-life announcement. But unlike PHPBB's end-of-life announcement, their end-of-life announcement was set to take immediately. That's right. They, on the very day that vBulletin 3.7 was released, they immediately announced the end of life for their 3.0 and 3.5 lines.
Uh-huh. And I can now say the world's four most beautiful words on how software development cycle goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the world's four most beautiful words, I told you so. The software development cycle, okay. When you release a new version, eventually your old versions must be EOL, that is, end of life.
Uh-huh.
So
PHPBB chose to give a lot of time. I mean, look, let's think about this here. We were talking about this before the show started. vBulletin 3.0, this is the oldest thing that they end of life without any kind of a warning the day that 3.7 came out. And yeah. 3.0 came out, was it what month was that again?
It was, 2005 of...
No, it was before that. 3.0.
No, you're right. Yes. Like March 2004.
March 2004. And so something that was first released March 2004, granted it's been about a little over 4 years, but they cut it off immediately, not really much warning.
Yeah, and of course 3.5, when was 3.5 released?
That was released, it would have been a while later than that, probably sometime in 05, I think, because 3.6 was in August of 06, so 3.5 must have been in sometime in 05. So 3.5, immediate end of life, it's immediate end of life announcement. So like,
that means no time.
Grace period, no nothing, immediate end of life announcement for something that had been around for 3 years. And look, here's how gracious PHPBB has been. PHPBB 2 was first released in April of 2002, six years ago, and they then post an end-of-life announcement that says, okay, we're going to do an end-of-life for this six-year-old project, far older than these two versions of vBulletin were, but we're not going to start to cut it off until 6 or 7 months from now, ultimately ending it for almost a whole year from now.
Right. Well, it was from the time the announcement went up, it was about 8.5-9 months to the end of life. And
whatever the – it's like a gradient end of life, but the final end of life, almost a year.
Right. But think about this. At the same time that 3.7 vBulletin is released, 3.0 and 3.5 get end of life, whereas after 2.0 or after 3.0 is released
– we didn't even announce it here. They didn't even announce it on PHPBB for a few more months.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be 12 months. When PHP 2 more is finally end of life, it will have been 12 months
or more
since the release of 3.0.
This is like an early 2009 or something like that.
Well, it's January 1st, 2009, when it actually goes end of life.
Okay, that's a little more than 12 months. But yeah.
It would have been 12 months and 3 days.
Also,
3.0 was released December 27th.
Also, they did make give out plans for end of lifing 3.6, which until April 29th, at the time we did vBulletin Weekly, 3.6 was the latest version of vBulletin. It will be end of life on October 31, 2008.
Yeah,
that fast, and on Halloween too. Very spooky, you know.
Yeah, that is spooky.
What's this? There's something creepy around here.
So their last version. Is going end of life. They're giving how much warning?
6 months from the day that they announced that.
6 months.
6 months.
Okay.
April 29 to October 31. Six months. So
they haven't even this underscores.
Yeah.
This is a prime example of software development cycle going end of life, just like PHP went end of life with
PHP. Yeah.
PHP went end of life with PHP 4.
PHP gave quite a bit of time on its thing too. I mean. They announced in July of 07 that was going end of life, beginning with stopping releases in January 1, 6 months advance, and no more security fixes in August of 08. So the security fixes, they gave like a 13-month warning on that one.
Yeah, 13-month, but only 6-month warning on the actual end of life.
Yeah, still, that's somewhat better than vBulletin, which is doing like, okay, we're killing it entirely in 6 months.
Right. But think about the user base, too. You know, you have PHP user base is huge. You've got millions of server installations of PHP. You know, you have, I'm sure you have at least hundreds of thousands, if not a million or more, PHPBB installations. It's hard to exactly gauge it. I know PHPBB has been downloaded, was it close to like 8 million times now?
Yeah.
Creeping up on 8 million downloads. I'm not sure if we passed 8 million yet, but 8 million down, creeping up on 8 million downloads. So that's a lot of downloads.
And Vbolt just has, I don't know, a few people paying it.
Vbulletin definitely has a huge user base. It's hard to say if they're as large of a user base as PHP. I doubt it. I'm sure their larger boards have a larger user base under VB than PHPBB. So it's like a you know, larger boards is more likely for them to run VB than it is for PHPBB.
Because it's more likely for them to, you know, be big, rich guys with money.
Well, it used to be, before 3.0 came out, PHPBB 3.0, it used to be if you had a large board, you usually migrated to either Envision PowerBoard, IPB, or VB, because it could handle the larger boards well, and plus you were running on a dedicated server, so you could run a software that heavy anyway. Yeah. VB doesn't really run that well on something like a shared server. It's too heavy. PHPBB was developed light so that it could run on a shared server. Heck, it can run on a free host server without causing a problem. You know, you can run good-sized board on that.
Unless, of course, you have a couple million members, in which case, you know, phpbb.com is not a free host at all.
Yeah. Not a shared host, and certainly not a VPS either. They have dedicated servers.
All right, but here's the other thing they know, because, I mean, these guys at Gelsoft, they really know how to party when they release these things. And they did this with a topic called vBulletin Licensing Changes. I'm just going to read this. For 8 years, Gelsoft has produced feature-rich professional products and backed them up with high-quality support while always maintaining excellent value for money. Excellent value for money. So today, for the first time in their history, they are announcing some changes to the way which we license our products. Increases in the price of all products and services. Woohoo!
Well,
everybody said excellent value, they're going to raise the price.
Well, look at the features that 3.7 added that 3.6 didn't have. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the difference in features. I know we've had to.
We talked about that quite a bit.
And so, you know, they're getting more than a bulletin board. It's no longer a bulletin board software. It's much, much more than that. PHPBB is meant to be a bulletin board software.
Yeah.
But VB, with some of the features they added, are like,
it's
okay,
bloated.
this is really no longer a bulletin board software. This is more like a network software.
Yeah. Now, actually, David, you had an opportunity, you said, to give vBulletin 3.7 a try. So let's get a vBulletin consumer report from you.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to try it yet. They offered to let me try this, and I just saw the private message come in, and I said, okay, sure, I'll give it a shot. So I haven't had a chance to actually try it out.
We'll try to get a consumer report for you.
I take that back. I have had a chance. Now I'm talking about the admin side. Obviously, I've used the user end side of VB for a long time, for years. They actually were the first board I used before PHPBB.
Really?
Yeah, back in 2005.
So you're a switcher.
Yeah, you could say that.
And I was I've been at PHPBB from the start.
Wow.
I never understand this. And I have the same problem with Macs. Why some of the biggest names in people who talk about Macs are people who switched, who used Windows for the longest time and then decided, oh, I like Mac better, and now they can't say anything bad about Mac. And yet, I've been using Macs since the day I was born, practically.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what the funny thing about that is that I'm probably a huge voice for Mac, and I'm not a switcher. I started on Mac.
Okay, so I find somebody else like me then.
Yeah. Now, did you switch from Windows?
No. No, never.
No.
My parents never owned a Windows thing, and neither have I. Never.
We owned an Atari.
Okay. Well, we had one of those, green screen type things, you know, the terminal type things. Like, I was, three years old then, so I wouldn't remember. Before we got, the Macintosh Performa. All right, that's beyond the point. VBulletin, you were saying.
Yeah, so... Feebleton, they do have a good-sized user base, obviously, but it's certainly a lot more than just a bulletin board software at this point. So I can certainly see their reasoning behind increasing the price. They've put a lot of development into a lot more features.
Yeah.
You're not just getting a bulletin board now when you download their software. You're getting
your own Facebook. Your own Facebook site to run.
I don't know if you've ever gone to, like, Ning.com. It's something I just found out about.
I heard of it somewhere.
Ning.com. Very, very cool piece of software. And I had the opportunity to speak with some of the developers over there at Ning.
Is that the site that did, like, that spam thing about a year or so ago? I'm trying to remember what it was. There was, like, some major spam thing.
I
don't know if it was Ning.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Site that had something like you create your own social network and then you signed up for it and then all of a sudden it would then send emails without your permission to all your contacts and things like that. It was amazing.
I do not think that's it. But this is cool. You can actually create your own network instead of being a part of another network. Say you have. Like PHPB is you create your own community. This is you create your own network. Mm-hmm. And, we're working with the code and everything with them. But what they do is they provide the network software. It's still on their own server. But that's basically like what vBulletin is doing is they're providing like sort of like a mini network in that same way.
See, what's interesting is you're describing vBulletin now as much more of a network. But vBulletin themselves isn't even describing themselves as a network. It says – vBulletin gives you an instant community that lets your visitors interact, take part of discussions, ask questions, give answers, and express opinions. vBulletin is a professional, affordable community forum solution. It doesn't say anything about a network like you do.
Yeah, which is kind of you wouldn't really call it a network, but it's like it's sort of a network type of community.
Hmm.
So it's more than like a bulletin board community.
Sure, more than I would ever want.
Yeah. Well, it's like, when I initially started on vBulletin and worked with it, it was that way. It was very bloated in that way, and it was starting to annoy me a bit.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because it was a lot more bloated than what I needed, and I just wanted something simple. I just needed a bulletin board discussion. So that's why I use PHPB.
And quite frankly, although I know that a lot of team members are not a big fans of WordPress because of, the way they code stuff down there in the PHP areas is kind of weird. I'll give them that. But the reason I use it is because it was after searching and searching and searching for a blog software, it was the first thing I found that did not feel bloated in the way other things did. It may have some extra things, but it's fairly easy and accessible, and I can use it. And heck, I can even get a bunch of ladies that I do a website for who have never touched a website back end in their lives, and they can actually figure it out too. It's accessible.
A lot of the problem that some of the PHPB team members have with WordPress isn't necessarily the software itself, but the fact that there's been so many security problems with WordPress, and it's had a lot of vulnerabilities. I mean,
That's not true. Trust me on this. Saying that WordPress has had a lot of security problems and has lots of security vulnerabilities is like saying that PHPBB has had a lot of security problems and a lot of security vulnerabilities. All right?
It has.
Yeah. And in terms of the situation behind it is pretty much even Steven here. But, we talk about, and you take quite a bit on here, PHPBB has this unfair bad security reputation. Because of a couple of things that went awry, and it was mostly based on users that don't keep up to date the way they're supposed to. WordPress's problems have been on the exact same preface, in that they have been keeping it up to date. They have been pretty good, darn good responsive on security issues, and quite frankly, the problem arises when users don't upgrade.
Right, but you still have those vulnerabilities. It's a very targeted piece of software because it's got a massive user base, like PHPBB.
And so is PHPBB, and quite frankly, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. What should be important to a piece of software security reputation is not how many vulnerabilities it has. It's how the developers respond to it. Because mm-hmm. any piece of software will have an infinite number of security vulnerabilities. They won't really be vulnerabilities until someone figures it out. But what's important is how good is the group at responding and plugging the hole. And as long as they are good at responding and plugging the hole, that's good. In terms of your site getting hacked, that is and therefore up to you to keep it up to date. So it works for PHPBB, it works for WordPress, it works for vBulletin, it works for anything you're talking about. When you mm-hmm. decide to run something, you have the responsibility to stay up to date or face the consequences.
Right, but at the same time, PHPBB did have a lot of problems with the 2.0 security. And that was one of the major priorities in 3.0 was security. So, you know, that was the number one priority. It's like everything that was developed, it had to do with security. You know, how can security be preserved? And, you know, if there was a feature that could sacrifice security, it was disregarded completely. We would not even consider adding the feature if it would even...
Nothing's going to be perfect, though. 3.0.1 fixed security problems. You cannot have something that is 100% secure. It's like trying to guarantee that someone doesn't burglarize you. You can install alarms, you can pay for things, you can get security cameras and things like that. Someone can just take someone, it may do a lot to deter someone from burglarizing you, but someone can still has the opportunity to do some damage.
Okay, let's take a look at security vulnerability, a scale of severity for security vulnerabilities. You have a 1 to 5, from not severe to very severe. You know, and a 5 might be an SQL injection or XSS, which is cross-site scripting attacks. Okay, an SQL injection or cross-site scripting attacks are usually, unless they require special permissions, like beta 3 of PHP 3 had a memberless SQL injection that was a light severity because you had to have a global moderator permission, simple moderator at least, to be able to execute the SQL injection. So you had to have special permissions to be able to exploit that. So the vulnerability was ranked about a 3. The vulnerabilities that were fixed in 3.0.1 were ranked a 1.
This has to do with what we were talking about. How?
Because you have in 3.0 an SQL injection has not been found. There is, there's been none. You have had some XSS issues in 2.0, which are major. I mean, those are major security issues. Same thing with WordPress. Yes, you're going to have security issues, minor or small. It's like, yes, those will always exist, but it's like how, from the time that you develop it from the ground up, from the time that you start developing that version, what kind of priority do you put to things like XSS and SQL injection, which are your biggest security issues? Yes, you'll always have the small things, but those aren't going to be as big of a problem as a remote file inclusion, for example.
I'd love to continue this conversation longer, but it's getting late. I've got stuff to do, and the podcast is starting to get long, and we don't want to force our listeners to listen too long to this episode. So, but we'll have to talk more about security one of these days. You know, we should just have an episode where you and I just go in depth about security, and that can be one of our more, you know, crazy episodes. But we should do that.
That would be good.
All right. Let's go to the mod and style of the week while we still got some time. The mod of the week is for PHP. These are both for PHP BB3, and the mod is called Forum Sponsor. It is written by XReaction, and this is interesting. This allows you to add a forum sponsor for each forum on your board. You can use this with HTML or VBCode or images or anything like that. But it seems kind of similar to, you know, the way you can use HTML, VBCode, things like that. Well, maybe not HTML, but to use like rules for a specific forum. But in this case, the point of the box is to be able to have to promote something that could be like a sponsor of a specific forum. And if you're the kind that likes to, you know, get donations or things like that to help you run your site, this could be a great idea. You know how like sometimes you'll see like theaters where people buy certain seats so that they can have a little plaque on there saying donated by, or other cases where, you know, people try to get naming rights to certain things. It's just kind of like the idea. So you could give an opportunity for someone to have naming rights to one of your forums, you know, and you'd like a sponsor for that particular forum. So it opens up ideas to a number of different possibilities, but it's something. It's definitely an interesting idea that you can take a look at. And so that is forum sponsor for PHP VB3 by X Reaction. And the style of the week, I'm going to ask for David's help to explain this one. It is from phpbb3styles.com, Vido Style by Urban and Shadow One for phpbb3. How do you describe this style?
Okay. It is a – oops. Ah, there we go. All right.
I see an iPod, and I see some cell phones, and I see some pictures and some pens, and in a dark textured background.
Okay, dark style.
Yes.
It's got some really unique, I don't know exactly what you would call this, like geek look, I guess.
Yeah, kinda, Converse. It kind of is a geek.
It's got, you know, there's some graphics on the left that are consist of an iPod, pictures, Converse, All-Star buttons, and a cell phone, a little keychain thingy.
There's some image that is used throughout the theme with some vector image head with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Reflective and sunglasses.
You know, so it's very unique. It looks like it's based on Subsilver 2.
Yeah. Actually, design. I'm looking at the footer. Apparently, this comes off of a WordPress theme made by somebody.
Made by Shadow One.
Well, Shadow One.
The WordPress Sorrel and
Latin, those Latin, links don't.
Latin Hinho.
I don't know where those links are going. Well, I'm getting something.
Yeah, anyway. An interesting theme.
Yeah,
interesting. So theme. This is probably one of the most interesting themes that we've featured.
Yeah, not interesting. Although, you know, it kind of depends. And I know that we were just talking at the beginning of the show about dark themes versus light themes, and so I don't know if this is one you'll see on Star Trek Guide anytime soon.
It's not.
And again, you said you were going to put Mac and Scott 3 on Star Trek Guide, and I've yet to see that thing on there.
Yeah, I know, because we already have so many styles on there, I just can't bring myself to put another one on.
Oh, David, come on, get into style, get into style. Anyway.
Yeah, it has to be really good for me to consider it. Yeah, I'd like to see him make Mac and Scott based on Pro Silver. if it was a Pro Silver based, it would already be there.
You're just a Pro Silver fanboy, you know that, David?
Really, I'm a CSS tableless design, yeah. XHTML 1.0 strict fanboy.
See, when I was, this is the thing about the PHPBB teams. When I was there, I actually cared about this stuff. I was like, oh, it has to be, you know, XHTML 1.0 super strict with amazing fancy stuff and all this wonderful things, and this was partially, I kind of got addicted to this from Neothermic, and here I had a friend who was not on the teams, and he was like, who the heck cares? And now that I've been gone from there for a while, I've sort of getting an opinion, who the heck cares?
I do. No, and it's not because I'm on the PHPB teams, that is I was that way before I was on the PHPB teams.
Whatever. I don't know. You know, it's like, no, if the theme works, fine. If it loads in a web browser, fine. I'm happy. Move along. The style of the week, again, Vido Style by Urban and Shadow One. And that's going to do it for this longer than we expected episode of PHP BB Weekly. Of course, our website is phpbbweekly.net. You can find show notes and lots of links for everything we talked about in this show, along with a recap of all the amazing brand new pieces of information we found out from David today, such as ModX 1.2, you doing your presentation about programming at PHPBB, and the brand new styles database, and I hope you don't get busted for releasing all that information to us so early. And so, the PHPBB Weekly Forum is open at StarTrekGuide.com, where you can discuss other things that we talked about on the show, participate in that topic for working out our new album artwork, and of course, there's also a topic on there for suggestions for things that PHPBB Weekly can do at London Invasion. You can help write up David Lewis's bucket list while he is down at London Invasion.
Bucket list. Yes. Okay, that's a new one.
That's a phrase I got off of Jon Stewart. Okay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. He did a joke about that back in January. That's cool. Okay. Our next episode will be live once again, Saturday, May 24th at noon Eastern Time, 16 o'clock UTC time. Episode number 63. Well, it's 4 p.m., whatever.
Wait, did you just say 16 o'clock?
Yes. I don't know. I'm reading my notes, and they don't make any sense. 4 p.m. UTC time. And we will be joined by Matt Mullenweg, the self-proclaimed chief barbecue taste tester at Automatic, the makers of WordPress, BB Press, Gravatar, and a number of other interesting things, along with those WordCamps that I've come from. And that should be an interesting discussion, you know, from one open source project to another. And of course, this is a great opportunity. You can bring your own questions and ask about it. Just don't expect him to be able to quickly give you support for your existing WordPress installation. That will mire down the podcast really quickly.
Wouldn't that be funny? Everybody started asking you support for their WordPress.
I'm as surprised that people don't come to our show asking us for support, calling in, because, I mean, I'd be willing to give it to them, but that would be kind of interesting. Yeah. Because that's actually what I originally thought that the show would be, me giving out support for PHPBB. And then it turned out that no one was listening, so I decided that, and no one was calling in, so I ended up having to come up with content to fill the show until we got people to start listening. And you came along, and now our show is pretty much nothing but content. So.
Yeah. You know what? There is an awesome sunset outside, so I'm going to go grab a picture of the sunset. Let's quickly end the show.
Okie dokie. BHPBB is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. And David is in a good mood now. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening to this warm, sunny, happy, exciting, and now setting episode of PHPBB Weekly. And we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.